Yesterday, Saraji promised to talk about Niyana and Avarana. Niyana is the way to deliverance. And Avarana are the obstacle or obstruction. Niyana is the way to deliverance. It is like an exit to escape from the suffering or from somewhere that is in tight situation or escape from or exit or escape from the suffering. If there is some kind of epidemic, one needs an escape, an exit from it. There should be the way of deliverance. But if there are obstacle, obstruction, one cannot exit, one cannot escape. And the person suffer, one cannot escape. There is no deliverance from suffering. If there are obstacles or obstruction, everyone do not like suffering. Sukha kama, dukkha patikula. Everyone likes to have happiness. Everyone hate suffering. It is the nature of beings. However, there may be suffering, but if one does not know the way to deliverance systematically, the person will still be trapped in the suffering. If there are hindrances, the obstacle that hinders from deliverance, there is no way of escape and there is nothing that can help. And the example is given here in countries with cold weather. If there is a lot of snowing, one can be trapped, being blocked by the snow, that the transportation are blocked. And people have to try very hard to remove these blockage. So this example is compared to hindrances, the obstacle hindering the deliverance from suffering. There are hindrances, obstacle before the practice, and during the practice also, there are obstacle and obstruction. So it is very important to avoid these obstacles in order to escape. And Buddha taught how to be free from these hindrances, how to be free from these obstacles that are hindering the deliverance. And also, Venerable Sariputta also taught, and today Saraji will explain from the teachings of the Buddha as well as how the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji wrote in the book. There are 8 kinds of niyana, 8 ways of deliverance. And there are 8 kinds of avarana, 8 kinds of hindrances or obstruction. And first Saraji will explain the first niyana and the first avarana, why they are called niyana and why it is called avarana. Venerable Sariputta mentioned as Nikama, Riyana, Niyana. Here, Nekama is taken as Vipassana Jnana, insight knowledge. The Vipassana wholesomeness is taken as the Nekama. Nyana is the path of deliverance of the noble persons. Ariya are the noble persons, or Ariya are the persons who are following the noble path. People who are practicing on the path, who are practicing on the noble path, is also called Ariya. People who are practicing the Satipatthana meditation discern that the objects, the nama rupa that are arising as cause and effect, they arise and pass away. Discerning the arising and passing away, discerning the impermanence, suffering, and non-self, it is vipassana, discerning outstandingly. By discerning outstandingly, one removes wrong view. Removing the defilements, it is wholesome, pure, and clean. The Vipassana Kusala, it is pure, wholesome, and clean, and thus it is high and noble. If there are defilements, impurities, the mind will not be pure or clean, and it will be inferior and degraded. It will be of low class. Having Vipassana, the mind is pure and clean. Ariyoti parisuddho uttamova, meaning that Ariya means purified in every way, that it is high and noble. If there are impurities and defilements, it is low class, it is very low. By discerning the nama rupa that are arising as cause and effect, are impermanent, suffering, and non-self, one removes the wrong view of permanent. Also remove the wrong view that things are good, and one also remove the wrong view that there is self. In this way, tanha, craving, mana, conceit, and ditti, wrong view, are removed. When these tanha, mana, and ditti are removed, the mind is wholesome, pure, and clean, and the person also is purified. This Vipassana is the way of deliverance, and it is called Nyana. Tena cha nekhamena ariya nayanti. By this way of deliverance, by this way of Vipassana, the noble persons attain deliverance from suffering. One, by practicing, one gains the deliverance from the suffering of round of existences. In the word vata dukkha, vata means continuous arising, rotating just like a current. And dukkha is suffering. Vata dukkha means the suffering arising continuously, rotating just like a fan. Vata is the continuous arising of these cause and effect. And there are three kinds of vata. There are three realms. Kilesa vata, the realm of defilements. Kama vata, the realms of deeds or actions. And vipaka vata, realm of resultants. Ignorance, not knowing, knowing wrongly, and craving, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, these three are kilesa vata, the realm of defilements. So these defilements, avijja, tanha, and upadana, are arising continuously apart from sleeping hours. Due to the avijja, tanha, and upadana, based on ignorance, craving, and clinging, if the person has good intention, one perform good deeds. If there is bad volition, one commit wrongful deeds. Good and bad deeds do not just arise and pass away, but they give results. Good deeds bring good results. Bad deeds bring bad results. Good deeds will lead rebirth into good existences. Bad deeds generate rebirth into lower existences. Most of the people do not discern nama rupa, mind and matter. What really exists is nama rupa, mind and matter, but not discerning nama rupa, they have wrong view that there is atta, individual soul, and there is Brahma Atta, Supreme Soul. In this way, not discerning the Nama Rupa, one has wrong view of Jiva Atta. Not knowing cause and effect, there is the wrong view of Brahma Atta, Supreme Soul. And there is wrong view that things are permanent, good, and things happen according to one's wishes. These wrong views are overwhelming. If the person is not mindful of the object that is arising at the present moment, one does not discern nama rupa, one does not discern cause and effect, and one does not discern impermanence, suffering, and non-self. Not discerning thus, one do not know correctly, and there will be knowing wrongly. Not knowing and knowing wrongly are avijja, ignorance. Having avijja, ignorance, not knowing, knowing wrongly, there will be craving. Craving for sensual objects, craving to see good things, craving to hear good sounds, and so on. Then there will also be clinging. By getting what the person craves for, by getting what they crave, they will not want to let go, and one clings onto it. There will be a extreme form of craving. So in this way, there will be clinging with craving, clinging with wrong view. Avijja, tanha, and upadana, ignorance, craving, and clinging, are kilesa vata, realm of defilements. Every time one is not mindful, one does not discern, and there will be round of defilements arising based on the object that the person does not discern. Based on kilesa vata, based on avijja, tanha, and upadana, one performs good and bad deeds, wholesome and unwholesome deeds by body, speech, and mind. So these actions, wholesome and unwholesome, by body, speech, and mind, will generate results, resultants, and it is vipaka vata, round of resultants. Good deeds bring good resultants, bad deeds bring bad resultants. As a result of good deeds, one comes across pleasant objects. As a result of bad deeds, one comes across unpleasant objects. And in the new existence also, there is avijja, tanha, and upadana, ignorance, craving, clinging. In the next existence, that leads to good and bad action, having good and bad action as kamma vata, round of action, it will continue to generate vipaka vata, round of resultants. In this way, these cause and effect are arising continuously, rotating continuously like a fan, and these suffering keep on rotating. Niyana is the way of deliverance from suffering. In the kilesavata, round of defilements, avijja and tanha, ignorance and craving are the most important ones. Having ignorance, one does not see the flaws of sensual pleasure. Not seeing the flaws of sensual pleasure, there will be craving and tanha arises. In order to escape from these sufferings, one should discern cause and effect, and one should discern impermanence, suffering, and non-self. Discerning impermanence, suffering, and non-self, ignorance will be removed. When knowledge arises, avijja, ignorance, is removed. Just like when the light comes, darkness is automatically dispelled. Not knowing, not discerning, there is craving. By discerning, one removes craving. Whatever object that the person is noting, one has to note it so that one will be free from the gravity of avijja and tanha. If there is no craving, then one will not be developing wholesome and unwholesome deeds. Not developing wholesome and unwholesome deeds, the resultants will not follow, and one will escape. There will be deliverance from suffering. The vipassana is the way of deliverance from suffering, and it is called niyana. In the suffering, if avijja and tanha, ignorance and craving, are removed, nothing else will be left, and suffering also comes to an end by removing avijja and tanha, ignorance and craving. By developing vipassana, akusala vata, the round of unwholesome deeds, will come to a stop. By developing vipassana, it is kusala citta, wholesome mind, but it is not vatagami kusala. The wholesome mind developing of vipassana does not lead to suffering. It does not give result to suffering. Vipassana, kusala, the wholesomeness of vipassana is called vivatagami kusala, as it does not give result to further existences. It is the way of escape. It is the way of deliverance from suffering. In order to clarify, the analogy of a tree is given. In the tree, there is sap. When the tree gets the nutrients from the soil, water, as well as the oxygen from the air and the sunshine, then the sap will pervade in the tree, keeping the tree fresh and green from the root till its branches and leaves. Because of these nutrients from the soil, water, oxygen from the air and the sunshine, the tree has the sap pervading in the whole tree. Having sap in the tree will produce fruits that has seeds. In the seed, there is the potency to generate the next generation of tree. So in this way, from the seed, the potency to generate the new generation of trees, and there will be more and more generation of trees. In order for the sap to pervade in the tree, there should be nutriment absorbed by the tree from the soil, water, and also the oxygen from the air and the sunshine. Having the sap, the tree will be fresh, it will be living, and it will give fruits that have seeds, and the seed will lead to next generation of tree. A person is compared to this example of a tree. When there are defilements, avijja, ignorance, tatna, craving, and upadana, clinging, it is compared to the sap of the tree. Having these defilements, one performs good and bad deeds, good and bad action, and it is compared to the fruit. Having good and bad deeds, one commits. Having good and bad deeds, it will give results. There will be vipaka, vata, round of resultants. So the things that are generating the defilements are the human sensual pleasure, deity sensual pleasure are generating the defilements, and thus there is the round continuing to rotate again and again continuously. So it is said that there is the round of suffering rotating continuously. The yogi who is practicing vipassana is noting every nama and rupa phenomena that is arising as cause and effect. Noting these objects, yogi discerns the arising and passing away, and thus Yogi discerns that it is suffering. It is impermanent. It is suffering. And they are arising in their own accord. Discerning the impermanent suffering and non-self, Yogi develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. Discerning the impermanent suffering and non-self, avijja, ignorance, will not arise. There will not be not knowing, there will not be knowing wrongly. Having avijja, one sees things as permanent, suffering, and self. But discerning the impermanent suffering and non-self, one removes avijja, ignorance. Knowing the impermanent suffering and non-self, one will not crave. Craving, tatna, is also removed. In this way, the kilesa sap has no chance to arise. When kilesa sap has no chance to arise, it will not generate good and bad deeds. And thus, they will not lead to further existences as the result. As the vipassana is not the ordinary wholesomeness that lead to further existences, vipassana is the wholesomeness that leads to the deliverance from suffering. Vipassana will not give result to new existences. In this way, new existences will be removed. There will not be rebirth. There will not be rebirth. Vipassana kusala will not lead to rebirth. In this way, the sufferings, old age, disease and death, physical suffering, mental suffering, sorrow, lamentation, that is connected with the rebirth will also be removed. If there is one moment of discerning, there will be one moment of stopping the rounds. And if one develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, stays continuously, then there will be continuous stopping of the three rounds. If there is 1 minute of discerning, there will be 60 moments of stopping the three rounds. In 1 minute of mindfulness, discerning, in 1 minute of discerning, there will be 60 moments of deliverance from suffering. So in this way, vipassana is called nayana. It is the way of deliverance from suffering. After saying that vipassana is the nayana, the way of deliverance from suffering, the Venerable Sariputta also mentioned the avarana, the hindrance, the obstacle, or the obstruction. Kamachando niyana varana, meaning that the sensual desire is the obstacle, it is the obstruction. Kamachanda is the craving, the greed, wanting the sensual objects. The greed for the sensual objects, it is the obstacle, it is the obstruction of deliverance from suffering. The craving, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, wanting to smell good fragrance, wanting to eat good flavor, wanting the good touch, liking them, relishing them, cherishing them, greedy of them, are all kamachanda, sensual desire. And these sensual desires are called neyana varana. They are the obstacle, obstruction to the deliverance. Dinaja kamachandina na nivutata nikama ariyana niyana. Meaning that because the kamachanda, sensual desire, has been obstructing the nikama, is not known. The kamachanda, sensual desire, arise as people are liking, cherishing, relishing on the things that they see, they hear, they smell, they taste, they touch, the touch between inanimate things, as well as the touch between the opposite sex. These sensual desires are obstructing that the person does not discern the nikama, and thus kamachanda, sensual desire, is obstructing the deliverance from suffering. The sensual objects are desirable. They are good things to be seen, to be heard, to be smelled, to be tasted, and to be touched. So these sensual objects seem to be desirable and pleasant. They are various kinds of visible objects that attracts the mind of the person. And usually, in order to attract the other person, the person beautifies or make himself, herself handsome, beautiful, in order to attract the other person. And the other person who sees the attraction of handsome or beautiful person, the person take it as sweet, and the person takes delight in seeing the other person. So in this way, people are attracting each other with various kinds of appearances, beauty, and such kind of appearances that are pleasant attract and distract the mind of the person, that the person feel hooked to it, and the person becomes absorbed and drawn in the appearance of the other. In the text, there are five kinds of nikama. Babbaja, leaving behind the worldly matters in order to approach in the center to extinguish the defilements by another appearance or ordaining. It is babbaja. Babbaja means approaching asama, the meditation center or the monastery, by changing into the appearance, wearing robes, ordaining. It is called babbaja. Babbaja is taken as nikama, renunciation. This is the first one. And the second type of nikama is the first jhana, by practicing the logia jhana, supramundane absorption. The first jhana is the second type of nikama. By practicing vipassana, when the vipassana knowledge becomes mature, one realizes nibbana, the cessation by attaining Magapalanyana, path and fruition knowledge. The third type of Nikkhamma is the Nibbana. And the fourth is Vipassana. Vipassana jnana, inside knowledge, discerning the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, is also Nikkhamma. This is the fourth type of Nikkhamma. The fifth is Kusala, any kind of wholesomeness that are pure, blameless, that give good results. Any kind of wholesomeness is also called Nikkhamma. So there are five. The first one is Pappajja. The second, the first jhana. The third is Nibbana. The fourth is Vipassana jnana. And the fifth is the wholesome deeds. But among these four, the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji taught that Vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, should be taken as Nikkhamma. So here, Vipassana Kusala should be taken as Nikkhamma. The late Venerable Mahasi Saraji took Nikkhamma as the Vipassana jnana, precisely. The late Venerable Mahasi Saraji precisely taught that here in this case, Vipassana jnana, inside knowledge, should be taken as Nikkhamma. And Saraji will also like to take Pappajja. Pappajja is defined as Sabhakeja Prajagena Vidanena Asamandara Gamane, meaning that Pappajja means giving up every worldly matter in order to approach the Asama, the place where one extinguishes the fire of raga, dosa, moha in a very urgent way. Approaching the asama as a yogi. So asama is the place where one extinguishes in a very urgent way the fire of raga, dosa, moha. So it's a meditation. It can also be taken as meditation center. One approaches and stay in the asama in the form of a yogi, not as in the form of a person who pursues the sensual pleasure, but one approaches the asama in the form of a yogi. And when coming to the center, one should give up the worldly matters, the business matters, family matters, sensual pleasure matters in order to come to the center to extinguish the fire of the defilements. So in the word Pappajja, Pa means giving up every matter, every worldly matter, and Vajja means approaching, staying in the place, the center where one extinguishes the fire of raga, dosa, moha. And thus, Pappajja can be taken as Nikkhamma. By noting every nama rupa that arises at the sixth sense door with sustained mindfulness, having sustained mindfulness continuously, one discerns the true nature. Every moment that the person discerns for that moment, raga, lust has no chance to arise. Dosa, anger has no chance to arise. And thus, the defilements are calmed and suppressed. By being mindful of the nama rupa that are arising as cause and effect, when one discerns the impermanent suffering and non-self, one is removing moha, delusion. Fire should be prevented, and when fire breaks out, one should extinguish the fire right away. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, being mindful of every arising object is preventing the fire of defilements. And when the fire of defilements arise, one should extinguish it right away in a very urgent manner. As soon as raga, lust arises, one should note it immediately. As soon as dosa arises, one should note it immediately so that the fire of these raga, dosa will be extinguished. So it is important to prevent the fire from arising, and if fire breaks out, one should extinguish it right away. So Saraji says that yogi should be firefighter extinguishing the defilement fire. So yogis are here training to be good firemen, good firewomen in extinguishing the defilement fire. Why should the fire be extinguished? Because it gives the most trouble. Because the fire of raga, dosa, moha are burning, they are suffering. They give the most trouble. So that's why the fire of these defilements should be prevented. And if these defilement fires take place, one should immediately extinguish it. So yogi should be a successful firefighter who is very successful, active, alert in extinguishing the defilement fire. If the person is flippant in noting the object, even though the person does not have big fire of raga and dosa, lust and anger, but missing or failing to note the object, there is not knowing and knowing wrongly. So the person who misses or fails to note the object will have the moha fire, the defilement fire. There is not knowing. Knowledge does not arise as the person misses or fails to note the object. Only if knowledge is developed, one will also develop sadha, faith and confidence, and there will be strong jhana, strong will in the practice. There will be viriya, diligent effort in noting every arising object without missing, without failing. So there should be courageous effort in noting the object so that sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration will develop and one will gain knowledge. So it is very important that yogi should not let the defilement fire, the delusion fire from arising. So one should prevent the delusion fire from arising. And if the fire arises, one should extinguish it right away. So one should be alert, active, ready, preventing the fire, extinguishing the fire if it breaks out. So if the yogis are practicing an easygoing way, he or she will not know that the delusion fire is taking place. Not knowing that delusion fire is taking place, they leave it alone, and the fire is getting bigger and bigger. And Saraji says that while there is time left, may all the yogis able to practice diligently so that they will not be burnt by the delusion fire. And Sarojee says that some of the yogis, Sarojee says that there is delusion fire burning in them. And Sarojee says that one should practice diligently not to let the delusion fire burning in oneself. And this will be all for today.